Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast, where I am your hostess with the mostess, Roxy Tumble Dryer, and today I am recording you another fabulous episode of the podcast. Keep you entertained and cracking and laughing along. Thank you to everybody that's been listening along. As always, yous are amazing, yous are fabulous. And if it's your first time listening, where the fuck have you been, beach? Today I am joined, you can hear a maniacal laugh in the background, and it's the only maniacal laugh I want to hear. It is my good pal, my good friend, the comedian herself, the lady, the legend, the man. It's David Dougherty-Jones.
Hello, my love. Thank you very much for having me. You're sick of the sight of me, because we've just done a wonderful show together.
We did
in the Black Box.
You warmed up for my one-woman performance.
I did. I warmed them all up. Got them all heated and sweaty.
There was a couple of fannies wet in the seats. There was a couple of like arse prints left in the seat.
That's the way I like it. Wasn't doing it in a retirement home again, but you know, we were going to have to do it. But
sure. Our retirement home's good if they die, you get money.
Like, do you know what I mean?
He wrote me into his will a couple of weeks before he passed away. My husband are sorted.
I couldn't be bothered talking to the PSNA. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if any of you are going to die, could you do it after I leave? Because I just want to get on with my life.
I know, I would say on a Saturday night, I would usually have like an hour, somebody gets on the stage and dances, but it's just a curtain, you'd fall through it. I'm like, you fall through that curtain, that's your problem. I am not fucking lifting you up, and if I do, I'll kick your cunt in, because you shouldn't have been on my stage.
Not be taking you to Narnia, it will be taking you to NE. You will fall through that and break your fucking hole. That's what's going to happen, you stupid bitch.
If you fall through that curtain on the wrong night, it'll take you into boo-boo and some barrel buck you.
Oh, well, hold on a second. That is, that's what would you call that? That's an incentive for some people to jump in.
I'm fall through ours first. Like, whoops, and I fell. Whoopsies. This is the third time I've got you off this stage, and I just put a harness on it, just in case I fall through.
Like, if you fall through there a fourth time, we're going to have to get your arse back sewn back up shut. What the fuck is going on here? That is a prolapsed hole if ever I saw one.
Sewn up. It's like American Horror Story. Like American Horror Story 13, sewn up arse.
Sewn
like,
up hole.
There's a killer going around New York sewing up anuses. He's called the anal killer.
He's called the anal sewer.
The anal zipper.
The anal zip. Imagine that. Oh no, that would be too handy for gay people. That'd be too handy.
It's the zippity doodah killer.
There'd be a whole niche. There'd be a whole niche on Pornhub of people that's like, you know, like unzipping their hole.
Stolen zips with like body glue on your arms. Or like, you know, those like, you know, people get dermal piercings and all these things. Like, oh, rockers.
Is it cheaper than Imodium? Do you know what I mean? If you've got like diarrhea, if you've got a zip on your hole.
Fuck, imagine.
Do you know what I mean?
But a few nights now, I'm like, don't trust a fart. Fuck.
No.
I wasn't well a few weeks ago and I was lying in my bed and I thought, I think everything's all good. No matter. I had to shimmy. Like, you know that wee penguin walk?
It's that,
you know, whenever you have like private time to yourself and it ends upon your stomach and you don't want it to go anywhere else and you're just doing that like shimmy down the bed.
So do you not prepare? Do you not have everything sitting ready, or is it just too spontaneous?
No, I wouldn't wipe it on any fabric either, just in case. You have to break it. I broke a blanket in two. What's that out of?
Bridesmaids.
I broke a blanket in half.
I could break it over my knee.
It's like any...
I was in the back of this. You are a princess. You are our joy. You are sunshine. I do love that movie. I went to see it in the cinema 3 times.
I've watched it about fucking 50 times.
Oh, why?
There's been no film since that's been like, oh, you know, coming out, that has ever topped it.
That's so... I have to say, the bit at the beginning, like, it's been out now, what, about 15 years now, 14 years now, get over it. If you have not seen, spoiler alert from fucking 14 years ago, it's like the fucking Titanic sank, if you haven't seen it.
I love that one. What was the plot of Titanic? I never seen it. Like, well, they all died.
They don't make it to New York, Sandy. Sure they don't.
It was kind of like Blue Hydrangea. I love Blue Hydrangea. Wrote on Twitter once, somebody was like, Blue, you're terrible for voting off... what do you call that? Thailand Queen.
This was Jenny Hales.
Only recently, and Blue just wrote, sorry to spoil it for you, but I win. Fuck off. I win.
Yes. You fucking.
That's my girl.
Oh, shit. That was very. Take her. Let's cast our minds back. It was like 2022. And the UK versus the world. And shit. That was very.
People took that really serious.
They really did.
It's just men in dresses. They're doing that for a reason. It's probably all like, here, how long? What am I going to do? I'm going to vote you off the crack. Just get the drama going. Okay.
And there was no money in season one. No. Like, nobody, there was no money for grabs. So, like, and Pangina Hales, let's face it, was going back to Thailand, I would say.
On a dinghy?
Have you ever, maybe, but a very posh dinghy, because she's acquired a lot of money.
Fuck, she was on a yacht. She was on.
She's very famous in Thailand.
She is. She's fucking great.
Did you watch the Thai Drag Race? Fucking class.
Was it good? See, Thai, they know how to drag.
They do, and it's so Oh, it's so, because like for their, for the finale, do you know, like in the, I don't, like the British one and the American one, the Get You a Wee song. For the, for any heterosexuals who have accidentally found themselves listening to this, we're talking about Drag Race.
I had a woman on the plane the other day going, "I think you're great. I also listen to you as well." I was like,
I don't agree with it. I just don't agree with it. The world's overpopulated enough as it is. Take it up the bum, no harm done.
Oh, you don't agree with being straight?
No, I don't. I think it's a lifestyle choice. Listen, I don't mind it in people's homes, but I don't like seeing it on the street.
Exactly. See when it's being forced upon us, you know, mums and dads getting married and all that.
Mums and dads getting married, people knowing who their dad is, that's very strange to me.
That offends
me. That's offensive.
I would like to petition Parliament about that.
I would like to petition Parliament.
I love people that go that far about something that they're annoyed about. I'm like, really?
I'm going to do a petition. I'm going to go, what's it called? Change. Was it
change.org?
Change. I'm going to change. Yes. I remember years ago, I worked in HMV.
Did you?
I loved it. I did enjoy working for HMV. And we had so many weird people, and this wee woman came in.
Weird people. What do you mean? So, like how? Like, why? Tell me stories.
Oh, what do you hear?
Well, they all look through the posters. They're all those metal boxes.
Like, where the posters were in the one in Rushmere. It was like an L. Do you know what I mean? So like where the posters were was in like the wee sticky bit of the L, so you couldn't see it.
Oh, it was like a cubby hole, like an L hole.
But you could see it from like the security room. But people used to stand. Like looking through the posters, like those like posters, like was like wanking, in HMV,
having a wank,
and the security,
like Pamela Anderson poster, like
Pamela Anderson and a baps out, but
she poster of Teddy Von Trump slipped in,
absolutely,
Teddy's.
Do you remember her? No, I'm only joking.
To me, that sounds like a good show. Teddy's.
Teddy.
And what you have to do is a brand new game called Teddy's Deddies, where you have to wear a breastplate and catch
semen.
On your tits.
In your tits.
Thank you. There we are.
So I just laughed right into the microphone and had like a big mad
I love
like a bit asthmatic laugh. But yes,
I'll be able to edit it out and use it if I have to ring in sick for one day. I'm like, listen to my lungs.
Listen to my lungs. I've got pure
I've got lungitis.
I've got COPD. I've been
bucked in the lung.
I've got herpes of the lung.
COPD for ages. I thought was What's cop D?
A
woman's got cop D.
Is that like a Jesus. Cop show? Is it like is it like NYPD Blue? But like
I've been fingered by the police.
Cop D. Dick police.
Cop D.
Cop D Christian.
Coptic Christian. This is a podcast of tangents. Oh, and no, today I have never picked a better guest to be
folks,
a tangent.
Listen,
so
what I tell you.
Stick with it.
If you've taken your ADHD medicine, don't stop because you'll not be able to keep up with us. Because
that's
that sounds like you're saying something in Arabic though, like saying "come in." Is it Yalla Habibi?
Yalla Habibi, my friend.
You want to glow in the dark fish?
I love the way you were going, like with your fingers, were giving it the diddy. There's like you were fingered four women at once. My wives.
Four women with very, very. For tiny women with tiny vaginas, if they can all get ahead by one hand.
Little
leprechaun ladies.
I was going to go into a whole thing there, but I won't.
A whole hang.
I would get in trouble.
But just the HIV. This HMV. HMV. I used to work there. It was that was good crack. But it was
somebody was having a wank in the posters.
And then another time they had like it was awful smell, and they couldn't work out what this awful smell was. Somebody had taken a sanitary towel out and slipped it into one of the display cabinets, so that like it had gone in, and they didn't realise it until they were reusing all the floor. And you're like, what dirty fucking tramp? What is going on?
So like, we got Shania Twain underneath your clothes. Then we've got a tampon. We've got soiled.
We've got from about 6 months ago. What's going on here?
Flicking through like a Rolodex of.
It's been so long ago. The person who threw this sanitary towel away is now menopausal. It's so fucking long ago.
But on the topic of sanitary towels being left in places, like there was. I do tell this story quite a lot. I landed on after working a very busy and absolutely hectic flight. I landed in Ibiza, and after all the retrobates left the aircraft, one of the window blinds were down, and this was quite late at night. You're talking about maybe 11:30, and I was like, why is that window blind down? It's quite dark, because we always have to get to the open them. And I was like, right, sling that up. I slung the window blind to the top. What was stuck to the window but up. Tampon filled with red.
Oh, lovely.
First thing I did was run and grab my phone.
Like, of course you have
get
to.
Get a picture!
Look, nobody's going to believe me. First of all, we want to be very clear that we're not trying to shame anybody who is going through a menstrual situation.
Or if you're listening to this and it was you that stuck said tampon to the window on a flight about 6 years ago, do let me know.
Do get in touch with us so we can say to you, you know, that there's
a prize.
There's bins.
I still have it.
We'll give it back to you. We'll do a DNA test to see if it's yours.
I will do what you do with the bad dog and go rub it in your face and go, was a
fuck, it was fucking one of you. Disgusting. Did you do that?
Do you see people turn to kids and they go, is that bad cough you got?
No wonder the fucking NHS is fucked. Because like now the smallest like wee bit of like fucking snothers coming out, we're going to the doctors.
I know. Sure was us. We were before the podcast started, folks, myself and David were just chatting downstairs about different things. And we were just talking about someone, and unfortunately they'd passed. We were talking about them and they go, or whatever the word, had taken their own life. But we were in we're in my home and we're literally sitting in the living room. There's no one in bed.
No one else.
Whispering to each other, is that right? And it got to the point where we were just like mouthing.
We're just pure ASMR into each other, like people's comments. She did die. It's like, do you want one upstairs? Do you know, she's got new blinds. Her husband's left her.
See a woman next door to me. She smells like shade. Just whisper. Don't say nothing.
She's a lesbian.
But do you ever catch yourself? You do.
And it's like old, whispering, like, especially diseases.
Yes, it's like, see, your woman next to you, a couple of doors down, and she's got.
Do you remember? And I was saying this before, like, the talent stories, where you're like, do you remember you went with your woman, right? And she used to, listen, so you remember she used to drive the wee blue Peugeot?
Oh.
And then, no, tell a lie. No, it was a wee red Vauxhall Cavalier. No, listen, so she did it on Tuesday. No, it was a Wednesday. It's like, no, just, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter the day and what car it was. And just tell me the bastard story.
And then
story.
The conversation, the end of the story, is like, out there, yes, she's going away to Benidorm. It's like, it doesn't have a fucking price of cheese. What the fuck? Who cares?
There's nothing to do with it.
No.
People do the same as on the call and go, now, see, Kurt told me months ago, I say, hi, can I just, and she pulled me over to the side, knows this is a real serious. I was like, what, she's going to tell me there's a medical problem, maybe she's allergic to nuts. I'm like, here, have a peanut.
Here we go. Have a Snickers, like, and shut the fuck up.
My friend, it didn't come on the trip, so the seat beside me is empty. Is that okay? I'm like,
no, we're going to crash because the plane's not heavy enough.
But what we're going to do is we're going to hold this plane here for 3 hours because your friend's landing in the hospital, fucking in a coma. We're getting her out of that coma and getting in that fucking seat.
We're in a coma. No, we're going to leave. We need some. Roughly what weight is your friend? Because we need somebody exactly the same dimensions as her to fill that seat. Otherwise, we're going to crash.
Unfortunately, we don't have anybody available, so we're just going to use a load of packs of Coca-Cola. Like 24 packs. So what is she, about 6-7 stone? No,
she's
7 stone.
She's only 7. Sweet woman.
She's 7 stone.
She's only 7 stone.
Sweet doll.
Have you seen a wee person? I don't think I know 11 human.
She's 43 stone.
Like, the plane can't go. I'm sorry, it's cancelled.
Sorry, we can't go. So your friend was here. She should have been here. Phone her up and tell her that everybody's holiday's ruined because of her.
You got a few people on board.
She's like, God love her.
Quite large.
Like, God love her all the same. What happened to her? What did she tell you? Because I want to know now what happened to her friend.
No, she never told me. I never inquired. I didn't give a fuck. But it was
same
just so like,
same. Like, oh, what, no, what happened to her?
Just sit down, you're fine. And then I was going to kind of like, where he's going, what he's doing,
what's happening,
why she not here? See, now I'm interested.
Why she not here? What's going on here?
Now, this was months ago. Now I'm like, I wonder if I can go back. Like,
she was fingered at a young farmer's ball by a ragnail. Now she's got sepsis, so it's terrible.
A young farmer's,
you know, like one of them young farmer's balls.
She was in a young farmer's ball. She got fingered. The fella had a ragnail, and now she's sepsis. Neither that is a scenario. Now, I know my brain goes places, but fuck me.
What the hell was that there? Do you have a dirty chip?
No, I was like, she went to young farmer's ball, the fella that fingered her had a rag nail, and she ended up getting sepsis.
You never know the day. You never know the day, Rox.
And the two funny lips just dropped off her.
Do you what? Two Celtic sovereign rings fell out of her vaginal or cervical cavity.
Do you remember a sovereign ring?
What do you mean, do you remember?
Well, I used to.
If you walk up and down, my husband's cafe used to be in Sandy Row. I used to sell sovereign rings every day.
Oh, did you have a cafe in Sandy Row?
Until very recently, Causeway Cafe. It's still there. It's still there. So
they threw bricks through the window because they heard you were Catholic.
We're not.
I know.
I just told people that.
There's only way to get the grants.
There's only way. Do you know what I mean? We weren't going to be able to pay the rent in that place, but I tell people that we were half Catholic, half.
You get the cross community grant. And around the corner, you've got Gita's Curry Night there and selling their bits and pieces. And
I had to lie, but I had to say I was a disabled black lesbian. I got. I had to lie a wee bit.
Just for that quota, you know how it is.
The wee road. Called Catherine Whale.
Catherine Whale? She's a lovely girl. Have you met her before? It's nice.
I'll put her at the top of the stairs and left her a break off. Fuck, sake.
There is so many. I've discussed this in many podcasts. I have a list of like drag names or potential drag names. Catherine Whale would be a cracker.
Catherine Whale.
Yes,
a drag queen in a wheelchair. Catherine Whale.
Brilliant.
Love it. And she could put like, you know,
Rolling on the River.
Like wee fireworks on the side of her.
Oh my fuck.
Do you know what I mean? I'd near.
I would have like a wheelchair, like then you'd have your real wheels and then fake wheels with the Catherine wheels attached to them. Like, so you'd be like, give it the daddy.
Like we Boadicea wheel. You know, like the way like in the old Roman times.
Boadicea. comes out to like, stab you.
Aye.
I like him.
You probably get to the bar.
I have a thing at the minute with people being, I think after COVID, everybody likes to get too close again. Now I'm like, why are you breathing on my fucking neck?
I wasn't a big fan of it before COVID, and now, like during COVID, I quite enjoyed that people weren't getting close to you, and now same. People are ignoring it.
Yeah, oh God, now we're back to going, I can smell you.
I don't, yeah. I think, you've stood close, so close to me, I'm going to have to get an STI test. This it is fucking ridiculous.
Fucking turns me. Like, I actually turned to someone a couple of weeks ago and was like, hello? They're like, yes. I was like, why the fuck can I smell your breath?
And do you want to try my fucking shoes on? Is that what the fucking deal
literally,
is?
And then I was standing in an airbridge waiting to fucking board a flight coming back from Spain.
Oh, no.
And there was a child touching my hair. And I was like, that's how close it was. And I turned around and I was like, mate, would you get your child back a wee bit? And he was like,
sorry about that, dear. Sorry about that, dear. She just woke up.
I'm still looking for my list of drag names.
I quite it's like, in my notes. Have you heard the one? But you have to say it in an American accent, and you have to say it like, you know, like a manager at a shop. Sarah Problem.
Please welcome to the stage. Please welcome to the stage. The one, the only Sarah Problem.
Sarah Problem.
Yeah, it did. It does work in that accent. Sarah Problem.
Sarah Problem.
There's also her sister, Sarah Bin. She recycles quite a lot.
Sarah Bin.
Hi, my name's Sarah Bin. I've rubbish.
Sure, flat.
Wheelchair?
Or what about, I'm trying to think.
Northern Ireland's number one wheelchair impersonator, Wheelchair. If I could wheel back time.
Oh, thank you. My brother, Andrew Jabe, who is my youngest brother, and is Andrew Lawrence Hare. If you look that up, I don't know if you know Andrew Lawrence Hare. He's got a wee shop on the Lisbon Road. We shout out to my wee bro, wee bit of thing. But his wee drag name,
is it Tresses in the Lisbon Road? The hair shop?
It's called Andrew Lawrence Hare.
Oh, and fantastic. Reported for nudity, folks.
Reported for nudity. And it's behind the Lash Lounge. So it's got its wee room in the back. Don't go on the Lisbon Road. The BT9ers have banned me.
It's the traffic on that road would get
fucking me. Traffic on that road is a pain in the hood. But his drag name, if he says, if I ever do drag, my name will be Chloe Form, which I quite like.
Took me a wee split set.
Chloe Form.
She'll put you to sleep.
Chloe Form's sleeping, no tears.
Johnson's baby shampoo. No more tears.
What was it Oscar Wilde said? Champagne for my real friends and real pain for my sham friends. Which I think is a classic. He was so quick. The piffs are quick.
Fuck, I've never heard that and I like it.
Piffs are quick.
Oh, so champagne for my real friends and
Real pain for my sham friends.
There you are, folks. We'll leave that for you. Listen to that during the break, motherfucker. We'll be back in just a second. Here's a word from somebody.
Did you enjoy that wee word from our sponsors?
They're great. Hi there, hello there, welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. My name is Little Old Girl. I was trying to think of a name there and it never came out quite
my
enough.
My
name is Little Girl, and welcome back.
My name's Ethel.
My name is Catherine Wheel.
Catherine. I'm if you're from Lurgan, Catherine.
Catherine. Where are you from, David? Tell me.
My family's from Lurgan.
But you've been on Lurgan Speed?
I am on a Lurgan Speed, I think so. But we lived in a wee tiny village called Donnacloney.
Donnacloney.
Do you know where it is?
No.
Donnacloney.
But I've heard of Donnacloney.
That's a drag name.
Donnacloney. Donnacloney.
Donnacloney.
And she would suck a shite clean out of you.
Where I'm from is called the Avenue Road, so you could be Ava New Road. See, all these drag names.
It's all coming together. If you're from Donnacloney and you would love to come up and do a show, let me know.
Oh, if you're from Donnacloney, just don't be inflicting yourself upon other people. Stay in the village.
Tell me this. I always ask my guests in the podcast how they get into what they're doing. So you are a stand-up comedian.
I am
around the circuit. Belfast, circuit's more of a number 8. It's more like a Nazi sign.
It's more like a kind of like in Belfast. It's just like a place that's just in Belfast. No, that's not fair now. There's great clubs in Omagh.
I need to get myself into this comedy now because I was only done that show the other week and I am more.
Did you do the Pavilion?
No, not yet. No.
Pavilion?
You'd have to be there to hold my hand, love.
Oh, you'd love it. If you are doing it, reach out to Luke McGibbon. The gorgeous Luke McGibbon will give you, and he's really lovely, and it's a really lovely. Although, it's like every room. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes you'll go to just comedy things. Sometimes you'll go in and like everybody's really receptive, and then another time it's like,
why is that fella in drag? I'm like, alright lads, what's happening? I just have a few things to say in drag because I get away with murder that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because Kayleigh Raymonogue does stand up. She doesn't really do drag as in like in drag, but is like more of a stand-up comedian, but does it in drag.
Like a character sort of thing, more to get away with that. But this is what Roxy's 100%. More of a character, because as myself, yes, I could get up burn ramp, but it's you've more of a... I'm just you click into somewhere to go, I can get
very quickly
all this shit.
See, I think I have done that. Like sometimes I feel like a plain clothes drag queen. because like
in a Golden Girls t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Like, there she is.
There she is.
There's the D.
Thank you for being a puff.
There's DDJ.
I do, but I think, yes, I do. Like, because you do go in, like, once I'm on stage and I'm in that mode, my brain goes... And it's like you're in that, you're getting that, all the neurons are firing.
All firing. I am the same whenever I'm on stage. There's just actually a certain point when you're getting ready that it appears. I'm like,
For me, it'll be I disappear
and then boom, Roxy appears. I'm like, because a whole new like thing comes over you and you're like.
Do you find that like sometimes, like maybe, I think sometimes other comedians and maybe say a few other drag queens, like if you're in the zone and you've come off stage, you can't just come off it again. So like people are thinking, fuck, he's always on. But you're like, no, I'm not. It's just that this is, you're only seeing me in this kind of environment. Yeah. So you're only seeing me like
you
this.
You ask my friend Trudy Scrumptious, Rusty Hinges, Paletta Stiletta, what am I like all time? I'm literally always on at 100%. I'm the same in fucking work when I'm flying on a plane. I'm still bang, bang, bang. It's just how I am.
It's called
It's my
arm. Are you diagnosed of
Jesus,
that?
Jesus, absolutely not. No. You would have to wait about 7 years in this country.
Yes, I am. I'm in the process of getting a diagnosis from the old ADHD.
Diagnosis murder by Dick Van Dyke.
And you remember that?
I loved that. My man loved that.
And his son, what was his son called? The cop was his son. Like, was he like
yes, he
Barry
was
Van Dyke or something?
Lesbian Van Dyke?
Oh, that was a lovely name.
Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van
Dyke. The one and only Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Shout out to D Van D.
We love you.
I love you, sir. You're a great fellow, sir. You are. 100%. Did you see the video for the Happy Out Coffee Company? Dick is the manager of Happy Out Coffee Company, East Belfast, folks. Make sure you check it out for a lovely wee coffee, a wee drink, a wee bun. They're absolutely fucking gorgeous. But there was a lovely video where it was somebody on a stretcher, you know, one of these videos. And then it just transitioned straight into Dick rolling across the floor going, have you tried our sausage rolls? It's fucking brilliant. It's actually on my story. I'll show you when we move to our next break.
Love Dick Van Dyke. I do. He is a ride. Let's face it. Like, everybody questions their sexuality in the room with Dick Van Dyke.
I just see my friend go, that's my mate.
Gina. Once the makeup goes on, I do think like the character of Dick is very much a dartboard, like as a dirty, sexy person.
But would lick peanut butter off your nipples?
Oh, why?
For a fiver?
For free. I think Dick would do it for free.
I think at the minute with the cost of living crisis, probably about $1.75.
I know. But do it for free if you had a peanut allergy.
Wait,
do you know what I mean?
get these off quick, okay?
it's how she wanted to go.
I had some lovely ladies on one of my flights a couple of weeks ago, and she told me, "Get on, I have an allergic reaction to peanuts." I was like, "Right, okay."
But congratulations,
you're very lucky. But as the flight went on, I started having the crack with them and on. I was like, "Oh, look, Kurt, where are you going? We're going to Albufeira." I was like, "Now, Mickey, now don't you be going near any nuts now when you're out there, or be sucking any." And by fuck, they were howling the lot. And as they were getting off, I was like, "All right, peanuts, see you later."
Okay, we'll go.
And then they're walking up the air bridge, and I shouted, "Now be careful of them nuts!" And the Portuguese nuts people were like,
"My face!
What the fuck is this fella shouting from this aircraft door at these girls?
Why are you shouting nuts at these old women?"
Obrigado, thank you for coming to Portugal. Obrigado. So yes, we were off on a podcast, off on a tangent again there. How did you get into stand up? Tell me a story.
One day I was telling jokes on Oxford Street with a little cap in front of me, and someone says, "You could be big." No,
you could make it in Hollywood, baby.
You could make it in Hollywood. You got talent.
Do you ever see The Simpsons when it's like when they go back to the old town? It's like little old Victorian boy, like, "Hey, mister, can I shine your shoe?
Hey, mister, I could shine your shoe for you. I could be big. Could I be a stand up comedian?
I can make it in the stars." And his little cap, like, "Are you sure I can make it to Hollywood, Mr. Sir?"
"Honey, with that diphtheria, you're not going to make it to 11.
Baby, unless you let Jeffrey Epstein near your house, you're getting nothing.
You're getting nowhere, sorry.
You're never going to see showbiz, showtime."
I did, like, years and years ago, I did, like, I went down to Dublin because I saw this thing was in the Getty Theatre, and it was like a kind of course that you did.
Well, the Getty. When you see the way you say Getty, it's like, a gay
theatre?
The Getty Theatre.
But I went and did a wee course, and then did like a, what would you call it, like a wee showcase, in which there were none of the people who signed up for it had stayed. It was just me and two other people. One guy, he told three jokes. The other girl, she did like 2 minutes. So I did 20 minutes. I was like, of course, I just did all the material that I had performed.
Fucking right.
I'll just do 20 minutes. And so I'm just a bit conscious of this. Is this too close?
No, don't worry. Chit their way there. It's fine.
But yeah, so I did that. Forgot about it until about a year later. And then,
there's a certain way you have to hold the mic saying this certain game.
A certain way you have to hold it in your hand to get it to sing.
You have to shake it back and forward like you're, like a shake weight.
Oh, yes, a shake weight. That's what I was thinking of too.
You have to
wank
off the microphone.
Wank it off, sure.
That's so was it there's one that they're doing at the minute, the East Side Arts this year. Lady Portion, self involved. Where it's want to be a comedian? There's a 5-week course, and at the end, be funny. Uh-huh. But
it was sort of like a.
Can you teach being a comedian? You've either got it or you don't, baby.
I think. Now, there are people that I have seen who have gotten better over the years and have honed.
Better choke to death there.
There's people who are. I think there's people who are like gift to the gab.
Yeah, it's like yourself and
like ourselves doing anything that would ever fuck up. Do you like honest to God? Yeah. And then there's people I do think can study it and sort of they can. I do think that there's like a skill and an art to it.
Yeah, you can sort of you can pick it up. And you, it's I'm more of observational as yourself. Me you just too, look at things. I'm like, look at
where's the story.
There.
No. Or you might not, and it might go into the back of your brain and you don't think about it for maybe months and months. And you go,
it's like us whispering downstairs about people being sick. Yeah, or like, oh,
she's got chlamydia.
See her next door.
Don't be sitting on the seat after.
Are you doing like, you know those like deaf like
yeah,
and you're like, but everybody knows what you're saying.
Everybody knows what you're saying. Everybody, why are you saying it in that?
It's great.
Why are you saying it like, why are you saying it like a person who was, you know, like a, you're saying it like, you know, like a person who talks when they're born deaf.
Yes.
And you're saying, there's no need for it.
Like, you don't have to. We all know what you're saying. Like,
we all know what's going on here.
We all know you're saying cancer.
We know you're saying cancer. You know you're talking about number 7, and she's you know what I mean, because she's going about her with a bandana on her head. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know. She's not well. Leave her alone.
She might be a rocker or a chef.
No, she's got cancer.
There's no other options here, folks. David, just to say, he's Dr. David
in Northern Ireland.
She's sick.
Listen, we don't live in San Francisco where people are going around like hippie. It's Belfast, like, you know.
I know it is Belfast. You know, we're all, you're either like
wee Bella Fishta,
Trump. So anyway, you done an Ireland course,
and then forgot about it for about a year. Didn't want to do it again, and then I didn't.
After you was like, right,
that was a real show. That was good crack. And then I was like, oh, actually, quite enjoyed that. And then like, right, did a wee days sort of like. Thing was with this Beck Hill. She's a comedian, and she's from New Zealand.
Okay,
and she'll be just presenting and stuff now. Like
bits and pieces. I love that. What do you do? Bits and pieces.
Actually, you know yourself. I try to teach people from not from Northern Ireland that way, saying actually, you know yourself, because that's the answer to everything.
It's the answer to everything. And to end the conversation, my one is sure. Well, this is it.
Okay, well,
and you walk off.
Or we had this with these people coming in to the cafe whenever I still worked in the cafe. Sure,
you love that job.
I do like, but I left it, and I am now
slowly returning.
No, I work as a support worker, which I love, which I actually really, really, really love. It's the same energy as being on stage, but you've got like one audience member for like a certain period of time, and I really
and you're
love
just
it.
Giving them the support they need.
100%, I love it.
Are so supportive. But, you're like a support bra.
Keeping the
mood up.
Soutien gorge, habitché. Oh, I can't remember how to say bra in Spanish. Una
bradilla.
Una.
I don't know.
Una.
Tits.
Una.
Tit holder.
Sujetador. Sujetador.
Sujetador.
Sujetador. It's like a holder. A sujetador.
A
supporter. But this couple used to come into the cafe. It was these two, and I wasn't quite sure of the dynamic. And so they would come in anyway, and then one day she came in on her own, and I says to her, well, I says, so where's himself today? And she goes, oh, he's at a wedding. And I says, and did he not invite you? And he goes, no, I was invited, but unfortunately, 3 weeks ago, my cat was diagnosed with diabetes, so I could not attend. And she said it exactly like that.
Like, right?
That's quite terrible. And I was like, so I just said, you know, I think it's another very Northern Irish answer. I was like, okay, that's not easy. Sure, it's not.
I love that. I was like, well, sure, it's not easy.
Okay, it's not easy. Sure, it's not here.
It's all those little, like, I call them like a full stop thing. Especially on the aircraft, for me to get away, you're chatting away with people, and then you're like, I need to move on, I'm not going to stand there. You go, well, this is it, you never knew the day, or sure, you know yourself, and then away you go.
Or,
Ackwell, sure.
Here.
Sure, I do like sure, and I'll like do that with my hand, like, and I'll flick of the hand.
The
hand goes.
The godfather hand, with the pope hand, kiss the ring.
Kiss the pontiff's ring.
Kiss the pontiff's
hairless hoe.
Apparently, you're not allowed to do no more ring kissing in the Vatican. Do you remember? He says no more. The pontiff was like, don't bring no more
gays. It's actually moved over to the DUP now. Kiss all the rings, children and all.
Oh, here. Well, I was going to say, but remember years ago, there was the fella who was like, you know, DUP party of no poofs. I'll save Ulster from sodomy.
Ian Paisley?
And then, but you remember, It was maybe, was it the 2000s, 2010s? I can't remember what his name was, but he then was found. This one, it wasn't in Paisley, but it was one of the DUP, a DUP councillor slash MLA, was caught in the Europa Hotel with like a male Brazilian masseur, like male. Do you mean, what muscle was he fucking like, trying to relax
How on? Did you get him here?
How did you get him here?
It's always the ones that shout the loudest, as I say, 100%. That are the ones that have the most to hide. Like Jeffrey Donaldson, terrible, terrible. You're touching your own fucking daughter and going the other
allegedly.
People. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And the wife's in on it too, allegedly.
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 I'm just making sure. I'm trying to keep you right, Roxy. In case
I don't think they're listening to this.
Where did I tell you? They've got a fucking, they've got a Google alert on any of their names, and they're very litigious motherfuckers. Yeah. Suck
my flops, allegedly, as well.
So they will do that for free.
Well, I know. If it was 13, wrap my doors.
Wrap your world.
Fucking just, absolutely
but
mental.
But like, if you wind back to like the whole Irish Robinson thing, 60-year-old woman getting a bit of fresh 19-year-old, not bad looking meat on her plate.
Not at all.
I would have been go girl. I'd have been, you know, I would have been celebrating her.
You know the way now. But it's
because
all
she's another Nile bastard. I was like, no,
fuck her,
fuck you batch. Like, yeah, you batch.
Absolutely, I think gays are terrible. Absolutely, like, well, fuck you, get your comeuppance here.
They're in a batch. She did. It was come up. Right up her.
It was come up and stir.
It was come up and in the back of that. Was it a Ford? Was it a Ford angle? Was it a Ford cut? Was it a Ford? Something like, he lost his virginity to
a John Deere tractor in the in the old silo
over a big caterpillar wheel.
Now fuck her, she's a cunt too.
Is she still alive? Is she still with us?
Don't really care.
I'm wondering if anybody knows the whereabouts of Irish Robinson.
If anybody knows where she is or what high school she's sitting outside looking for a young poom poom
way up in Talish, she's an old bastard. Just say just in case you forgot,
wrap it and call her a fucking rat.
She's a fucking bitch.
And a couple of weeks ago, also on one of the flights I had, Ian Paisley Jr., another one of the cunts, and another one. They're all
did you fly
together
to Sri Lanka? I didn't know he jet flew to Sri Lanka.
Cambodia. Fuck.
Why has he been learning Thai all this time on Duolingo? You know rightly.
So basically, there's another fucking thing. I'm like, what happened? You don't know anything. Then you get back into comedy. So you said, you know what? Give it a go.
And then just started then
doing bits.
And then people were inviting me to stuff. I was asking for wee bits and pieces, and then it just kind of built up, and
here you are.
Here I am.
Fucking right. Because I remember meeting you last year at the Working With Pride event.
Yes.
Was it the Duke of York or one of those?
It was
bars?
The Dark Horse.
The Dark Horse, that's right. Well, they all are the same place to me on that street.
They really are, like, though.
The Duke of Horse or whatever it is.
Because they all work in the same thing.
And then there we are a year later, lonely couple of doors up at the back box. I'm like, coming up Millhouse.
Slowly but surely towards the Grand Opera House, Roxy. We're going to be there.
Jesus, one of these days.
It takes 20 years to be an overnight success in this town.
Fuck, Jesus. No, in this town you get none. You get looked at and go, faggot. Like, okay, thanks.
But I think it's nearly kind of a class thing to be like an LGBTQ queer. I know the word queer kind of splits the team. I know people don't like it. You don't like it.
No.
I love it, and I'll tell you why I love it. I understand why you hate it, and I respect that you hate it. I respect what you're saying, but I love it because people have been shouting queer at me since I was 5 or 6. The fucking homosexuality has been fucking branded on me since I fell out of the family. I'm not going back.
There was a rainbow on her. There we go.
And so I quite like using the word queer because, number one, it makes people who would call you a queer uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? It's that way where like they would be like, oh, oh, oh. And you're like, the only reason that makes you uncomfortable is because you have probably called somebody queer in a pejorative sense at some point in your life. I don't mind queers, but I don't like it on TV. I watched That's a Sin, the whole 6 episodes, and terrible. I tell you what, it was awful. I watched it again to make sure I hated it.
I watched it again with my pants down.
And with my pants down and my wallet in my hand, and I tell you what,
them boys were touching them.
That's
great.
How easy it is.
That's how it goes. That's
Brokeback Mountain ruined westerns for me because it was great until they started bumming in the tent. That was awful.
And I had to watch it again to make sure the tent was all right and sucked down all
way,
right.
Had to watch the way that he spat down his hole and said, do you remember that bit in the sky? Did you see that scene in the movie?
How long it took for the dribble to go from the bottom of the spine to the gooch?
How much of the oil saliva is needed to create a good lubricant?
I do believe the amount would be about 50 mil to begin with. And then from that onwards, about as your mouth gets drier, you get about 90 mil.
to probably use an equation with pi to the radius of the actual aperture of the hole.
Well,
would probably need.
I'm quite a big fella myself, so I'll tell you what, I'll just smash a pie into his arse and buck him. I'd be all
right. I could fit. I could and have fit three cucumbers right up my sphincter.
three,
not lengthways, all together.
I can put a typewriter up my arse
and write the works of Shakespeare
and print them out, looking good.
Print them out my hole,
and the paper will look like it's an old parchment from years ago, but it's just brown.
It's just brown. Which is that sepia? It's shade.
Seepage, not sepia.
A little bit of seepage.
Just a little bit of seepage.
Just a little bit of seepage.
That's
that?
From
Teddy Bang Bang.
Teddy Bang Bang. That's right. Oh my god, the little things.
The little things. People don't remember.
You remember that you don't. And if anybody doesn't know what that is, well,
fuck
sure, you. You fucking go.
Where have you been?
So yes, you are a comedian. You've been all around. Where's been your best gig? Where's been your best? Oh, that's the top of the top of the game.
I have to say, I loved that gig in the Black Box of the Week. I
came, that can't be it, your best.
I would say it was it's definitely up there with my top five of where the energy was flowing.
The energy
was really
good.
It was so
good.
You
got them going for me. Like, you were able to spot the fella that didn't have the mum or dad that grew up as an orphan.
Trauma sufferers will spot other trauma sufferers. Like, we are a little bit of it. You can smell the sertraline off people's breath.
Fuck. I'm on the 200 of it all.
They've swapped me onto the Venlafaxine vaccine. That's why you can hear my eyeballs moving over here, because it drives you the fuck out.
Oh, really? You see, now, thank God, I don't mind talking about anything, because my life's an open fucking book.
You've seen my comedy, and a lot of my comedy is about being another, and I'm allowed to use that word because I have a prescription.
You see, I'm on 10 tablets a day. I'm epileptic.
Were you epileptic? I didn't learn how to say it, but I learned about it. Epilepsy.
It's like a Nicki Minaj word.
So you were diagnosed with epilepsy. What age were you when that was diagnosed?
Well, do you want to hear a good fucking laugh? Here you go. Settle down, folks. Get your blankets ready. Here's the story.
Settle down, folks. Get your buckle.
Just after COVID had finished, I returned to work flying, and we were coming back from Portugal. We had three passengers on board because not many people are wanting to travel the world with a disease flying around you. So that was grand. We'd done the flight
down. They
didn't
mind it when it was AIDS in the 80s. Fuck you, straight people.
Yeah, there you are.
it was quite nice watching straight people fucking die of a virus that nobody give a shit about.
Like,
there.
Get your
it was
masks
quite nice.
On. I'm eating a bacon baguette. I don't need a mask.
I'm going to be all right.
We were on our way back. We landed and I turned to my colleague at the back and went, oh fuck, we will be in the car in 10 minutes. Ew. And I looked forward, she said, and I just started fitting.
Did you?
Shaking like a dog, stick in the wind.
So would we call that a tonic-clonic seizure?
Mm-hmm. Full tonic-clonic in the seat, strapped in. Thank God I was strapped in. As the aircraft flying down the runway, slowing down. And I'm quite glad.
I am not laughing at this. I'm just laughing. It's the situation. I'm sure your colleagues were going, hope he's all right, but for fuck's sake, could you have done it at a better time? Do you know what
See, the girl beside me thought I was joking, because I am an old rake. I love an old rake.
Aye.
I am a fucking 35-year-old man getting on like a fucking 12-year-old boy going, hey, what do you see it?
Fart.
Fucking throwing like a polymint down the plane in the dark of the night. You know, when the cabin's in darkness, fuck that polymint and say, like, where'd that come from?
Is that going to wake anybody up?
Literally, like fucking throwing a bag of peanuts down somebody when they're not well. Like, on the gig.
With the peanut allergy.
Oh, don't. There has been a few people across different airlines that have done that. You know, like, I want to be the hero.
Will not be named.
So they'd be like, throw a peanut under their mouth and they go, I've saved her life. I've heard of those things before in the past.
Get in the paper.
But, as I say, slowing down on the runway, and of course, here she is, had a fucking tonic-clonic seizure. I think it was for 25 minutes it lasted.
And you had never had that before?
Not a thing. No idea. Not a fucking
First aid training will tell you that if a person is having a seizure for any longer than 5 minutes, to phone the ambulance.
Absolutely. So the ambulance was contacted, but at the airport, it's Fabricate, or they are first aid trained, were the first on the scene, and then the ambulance came behind. But what I think was the funniest part was there was a flight behind us. It had to go up and around because we were on the runway, and I was like, I caused drama.
Am I the drama?
Am I the drama? But we were the next thing I came back round, and I was like, I actually get up out of my seat to try and, you know, I need to go and get something to the break. Sit down, the passengers are gone.
Please remain seated until the plane has come to a full stop, everybody.
Please remain seated until your seizure comes to a complete stop and you've stopped foaming at the gash. that's how it worked. So I was kind of like, that's right, fuck. So yeah, off I went in the back of the ambulance, down to the hospital. When you're foaming at the gash, I was.
We better cast and combi for that.
Per flight before us, we're delayed for 25 minutes. We're like, we are raging. We're delayed. I was like, sorry that the previous crew member just had a fit.
And you're fucking choked on his tongue, you selfish bastard. Leave him alone.
Ah, oh, God, the things you see. I find people nowadays generally not even just
don't give a shit.
Just don't care. Like somebody would walk over you if they could, or they'd smash the car into the back of you because you're not going quick enough. For
but have you had any seizures since then?
Well, so I was off work for 3 years because I had one, then I had two in my sleep. You don't know you've done it until
that's
you wake
what I was
up
gonna ask.
And you feel like you've been beat up, all your muscles, because they've been so tensed and
it's
so like
the tonic clonic is tonic is restricting and clonic is it relaxes.
Yeah, so it's just it's just I was just literally, you know when you grab like something's grabbing, you're like the claw. Oh,
the claw.
Like the claw of death.
The claw of death.
So that's been in my sleep. There was one morning I woke up on the floor and I was like, how the fuck did I get here? Am I drunk? No, I wasn't out last night. Right. Shit, I've had a seizure. That's how I could
tell. How did you feel in that moment?
Oh fuck, another one. So it was absolutely trying and error between the doctor and stuff, you know, to get the tablets right.
And were they good? Like, were the doctors good? As soon as you were like, this is what's happening to me, were they on it? Or was it like, we're going to refer you for 16 years?
No, they were straight on it. They literally increased the tablets straight away. And then I keep getting letters every couple of months to go and see consultants to be like, hello, sir, how are you?
Have you fallen and made a dick of yourself in the street yet?
I remember there's one, God forgive me for saying this, but there's a time I went to the one on Larne and he was like, do you drive? I was like, no, definitely not. I'd already driven down. I was like, no, don't drive. Went down into the car park, was on the phone, texted, and then drove off, and then he walks, and we just made eye contact as I drove past. Like,
do you like that scene? What movie is that? And you see the two people looking at each other, like, as they drive. Just looking at slow mo.
Alright. Like, just be like, alright.
These are not the droids you are looking for. And just go past them, just trick. This is not the epileptic faggot you are looking for.
Definitely not. I'm like, this is a wig and sunglasses. You're looking for, but it's not me.
You got dressed up as Roxy straight into the car so that you could get home.
Just to leave. I'm like, ah, it's a surprise. I'm not the patient you had before. But otherwise, since then, touch wood, I have been seizure free.
Fabulous.
Seizure free and dick free for quite a while.
Oh, for flip's sake.
365 days. We actually know, tell you what, it's been a year and a half since I've last had penis.
Penis.
Love, a touch, the kiss of a man. Please.
Because now they know you could take a seizure at any point and bite his dick off.
Not even that. Imagine being on top now, give it the fucking seizure.
That would be
great.
Depending on what's going on
it's
at the time.
Vibrator.
That'd be good. Do you know what I mean?
Just grab a hold of it. Before you need to finish up and then get the ambulance.
As soon as I'm finished here, I'm phoning an ambulance.
But I find dating strange as a drag queen. I think everybody thinks I'm just going to still be dressed up. You sure you walked into my gaff tonight and you're like, what's your name in drag?
Oh, I see, because I've never. Well, I knew you wouldn't be in drag because I guess it's like an audio thing, and I was like, well, who would do that? If I actually would have been concerned if I'd come in and you were in full juge, for I thought to myself, what the fuck's going on here?
I don't want anybody to know who I am.
Don't
look at me.
Shut the door, don't let anybody in.
Don't look at me, it's my shame.
Don't look at. Don't take pictures of me. Don't take pictures, I'd love me.
Don't. I am a Russian spy.
I am a Russian. Natasha Kasmatlyova. So, are you on any of the oil?
I'm on the medication.
Are you on the? I was going to say on the oil grinders and tin. I didn't realize.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about epilepsy. Yes, I'm on the oil medication for that. And we're all controlled.
Medication
for no seizures.
I'm on the medication for being gay.
Yes. I'm on.
Boramine.
Dixalex.
Dixnay. Ixnay on the Dixnay.
Ixnay on the Dixnay. Love that old pig Latin. It's called like
Ixnay on the Ixnay.
And like Ushne, Bing Day, Unde. I don't think anybody in Northern Ireland ever did that.
We had like
mostly Americans.
We had like a G language. You know, there's girls at school that would have a and then they would mute.
I never had that.
It's like a G language or an egg language, and you would put like egg into like every other syllable.
Yeah, I think they were the special class.
I went to school in Banbridge, so that could have been very much
that. There you are then, fuck's sake. Under the cut.
Under the...
go under that cut or go over the cut. It was up to you. It was your choice. Do what you want.
But, so yes, I was going to say, you're saying dating as a drag queen.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get into that in a moment. We're going to take a very short break to hear a word from our next sponsor, Tinder.
Tinder.
It is Spanish Tinder.
Tinder in España.
Tinder.
¿Estás solito?
Sexy bastard. We will be back in just a second. We'll take a short break. We'll see you all in a wee minute. Bye-bye. La 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 la. Hello. Welcome back to the third and last section of today's podcast, the Laundry Room Podcast, where you get your knickers washed for a fiver and you come back and they're shrunk today.
We used to call in our house, you know, in between, like, we used to call it end apart.
End apart?
So it was like the commercials. So it's like, you know, end of part one.
Oh, end of part one, end of
part
two.
So we would call it end apart.
End apart.
So we go, quick, make us a cup of tea while it's end apart.
It actually sounds like an Irish Catholic fellow name. Like, there's Erlend Apart coming.
That's a drag king name, isn't it? That's a drag
Please welcome King. End Apart. And they always do the last section of the show.
Those who do that. Always do that. And they've got like a big bulge because you see their part.
Look at that. There, it's all coming together.
End Apart.
And Celine Dion says it's all getting frozen up now.
It's all getting. Oh, God, love her.
God, forget
Have you watched it?
No.
I don't know if I can.
It's because everybody's watching it. I don't think I want to fall into that like a sheep.
I put this into the universe all the time. That I love
Universal Snake. Credit.
I love Universal Credit. I love the pips. I love
pips of an orange.
Pips of an up. Oh, of course.
Spit
No, give me. If you don't want your pips, give them to me.
Oh, you remember years ago when you were on a payphone? My pips are going. I have to go. You're like,
on the pips, please put another 20p in.
Nope.
But
Sorry, I was meant to say, folks, welcome back to the podcast. Where I'm joined by David Dougherty Jeb.
Hello, everyone.
Mr. David Dougherty Jeb.
Tell us this.
Where will we be able to find you in the next little while? Are you performing anywhere that any of my listeners, all six of them, could come and see? I'm only joking. We've actually quite a few listeners. I love you all.
You do have a good listening.
It's fucking amazing. Most of our listeners are on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Mm. I do put it on YouTube, but I don't think much people do the YouTube.
I think the YouTubes is because YouTube is visual.
Yeah, mine's on YouTube. This is just an audio that you can just play in the background.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is great because I have got a very, how would we put it? Like, I've got a very, like, my face, I make, like, a lot of facial expressions.
Fuck, look at this shit.
Do you know, like, so, and I find, I'm like, don't listen to what I'm saying. Look at what I'm doing with my face. If you want to know how I feel, look at my face.
I'm facial expressions too, so you know, but I'm using my voice for most of the,
I've actually got a massive wrinkle under one eye, just under one eye of making this one face where I do this thing where I go,
is that right?
Like is that right?
I have a line on my forehead from sleeping on my front. It's like there, but that's my Botox. And
it's kept in
Mabu High Dox.
Mabu High Dox.
Oh, we'll come into that shortly. So, yes, anywhere coming up shortly? Are you on? Tell us what's happening. Are you on any podcast yourself and Miss BD have a podcast? Is that right?
So, I am a regular contributor to the Word Up podcast with the gorgeous Bruna Diamond.
Word Up! I know. Shout out to Bruna Diamond. She will be on this podcast very soon.
She will be.
I just have to catch her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like a fish in the water.
She's a very busy lady, and she's always got irons and lots of fires.
Fingers and pies. Fannies and lots of faces. Cock and lots of arses.
Toes and lots of MPs. But she...
Oh, that's a cracker! Toes and lots of MPs.
Do you remember they're always caught for toe sucking?
It's always
on the level of gross things. It's not really very gross. Just people love getting shit on, but people always turn their nose. Oh, he loves sucking his toes. Chill out.
A manicured foot. It's like a hand.
I know.
No. It's terrible. But then there's a fella next door. He likes being pissed on. Oh, sure, you know yourself. It's all right.
Like, it's not easy.
Sure, I've pissed on the floor many times. It's all right. I pissed myself.
May as well get paid for it.
I will be at the Word Up podcast. You're on with Miss Bruna Diamond.
Miss Bruna Diamond. And then, by the time this goes out tomorrow, if you still have time to get up to Enniskill, and I will be hosting Fermanagh Pride, which is tomorrow.
That's kicking off on the 28th. Mm-hmm. So that is the 28th of June, which will be, if you are listening to this on the 28th of June, congratulations. If you're not, fucking missed it.
Where have you been? Where have you been, you bloody bitch?
Where have you fucking been? You missed Fermanagh Pride.
It's Fermanagh Pride.
I do love country prides when it's a couple of trailers on the street.
I do love it because it's like Belfast Pride's great and all that there. Smashing. It's wonderful. It's smashing. But I love going to these wee places where it's like you can see that there's people and they're genuinely not meeting up with many people from the community from month to month. And then I feel
100%.
I love it.
I'd love to be booked for these prides. Nobody ever gets a bit cheery. I'm like, hiya.
That's far too emotional for this kind of situation.
David, take me with you. Me and you'll do now.
Come on down.
I'll double act.
Bruna Diamond will also be there. I think Bruna Diamond.
Bruna Diamante.
And then I am one of the resident hosts at the Cabaret Supper Club on Upper Arthur Street.
Cabaret Supper Club. Ooh, fantastic. So do that. We all know it very well.
Every weekend. And then on the...
Every weekend. Which night? Saturday.
Sometimes on a Friday. Depends on the needs of the customer.
Absolutely.
Saturday night's Cabaret Supper Club. Or Saturday matinee. I job share with the very handsome, very sexy Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, well then there you go. That's why you've got hard-ons in that little tiny dressing room for that.
I'm sorry, everybody. You just have to look at Dick Van Dyke. Seriously. save you. Don't, there must be something wrong with you.
Well, there you go. There's a Saturday plans for you folks. You go to the matinee afternoon with DDJ or the DVD.
DVD, exactly.
Dick Von Dyke or the DDJ. And then, of course, you come right round and see me in Union Street at 8 o'clock straight after.
Absolutely. If you're during the matinee, yes, you can come around, get your dinner, see the cabaret, go straight.
And there's another drag name, Matt.
Martinet. My friend, the beautiful Lorraine Connor. She's not famous. She's Lorraine social Kelly. Worker. Lorraine Kelly. Oh, look at you. You look shite.
You've not done your own show in 6 months.
What's going on?
Did you see that? But there's a Twitter group called Lorraine Doesn't Do Her Own Show, which is off. People write on.
Where's Wally? Where's fucking Lorraine?
Where the fuck is Lorraine Kelly?
She's getting eaten out by a Brazilian pool boy somewhere in Los Angeles. Great. Oh, that's great. But,
fuck, I love that.
And yes, on the 17th of July, Wednesday 17th of July, I will be sharing an hour with the very lovely, very gorgeous Luke McGibbon, who is the promoter of the Pavilion, Monday Night Comedy at the Pavilion. And he and I will be doing, and I think the name that we have settled on is Man vs. Bear, a hardly political broadcast.
Fabulous.
So you can see, you can get those on the website.
That is the 17th of July.
It's a Wednesday night. It'll get you out of the house.
It is, absolutely. But
yes, so there's a few things going on if you're wanting to come.
And is that the Pavilion?
That is going to be at the Accidental Theatre.
The Accidental... Is that... where is
at Shaftesbury Square.
I might come up to that now because I'd like to see it in there because it's a small venue.
It's a small venue, but it's a nice wee venue.
Yeah, I like the fact that it's like a wee... quaint number, you know. Like,
it is.
I think where I could, if anybody wants to come and see Roxy Dumbledore uncensored and like just pure raw, like where I say what is exactly on my mind and not filtered,
I think,
let me know and I will put on an event at the Accidental Theatre for small
donation,
small theatre performance, small where I say
bad words, dirty words,
words that people would be really offended by,
bad talk.
But that's fantastic. Where you can catch me every week, Union Street Bar, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, showtime. What I would love to see, guys, I tell you what, times are shit, times are hard.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can come out, fair enough.
No.
I understand everything's shit, but I would really love to see some familiar faces. I love a Saturday in Union Street, but it is always our straight counterparts are there.
We do. We appreciate our straight allies. We love you. We appreciate
my straight
you.
Girls. Oh my god!
Ever.
They're my favorite. But come on, gays, come and see your gays.
Come on, this is, do what it is.
Come and support your drag queens.
Do what I think it is.
Bah.
Grinder, squirt. What do you call all these different
squirt,
ones?
Squirt. I think it's meant by the lay side. Sitting by the lay by now. Gruff. Bergentire. Scruff. That's another is one of those ones. Yes, that's a like a burr man.
Like a burr one. So like there's like all these different ones now. And I think they have ruined the gay night out because you used to have to go out in search of dick.
In order then to take somebody home.
Whereas now you can just order at home like a Juster Eats.
Oh, I love it. Order a bit of dick.
Like, order dick.
Can I get a wee bit of dick with Peking sauce?
Did and anybody say just cock?
It's and then there's like a lovely wee Asian fella appears over like, hey, love.
Straight away on
I love
you
Asian,
go.
I love Asian.
I have to say
a real twang for them. I do.
I have to say I do.
I love gingers as well.
Love a ginger.
Ma for ginger.
We were talking about Pangina Hills before. Out of drag, Pangina Hills is hot.
Oh yes. I want to go to Thailand. I also want to go to China. It's like just to find myself a husband.
Just to find myself a crazy rich Asian.
I swear to God, I do. I love Asian men and I love gingers and just anything with the pulse at the minute now. A good year and a half of no.
But you know, there's that. It's you know, like in Legally Blonde, the musical, isn't there? Like a song that's like, "Is he gay or European?" And I think now, is like if you see an Asian guy who's like really like funkily dressed, it's like, is he gay or just rich?
Oh, is he? Yeah, it's like you're so well dressed. Are you? Or it's nowadays. Sometimes you just look at these people's outfits and go, "Are you gay?"
Because it used to be so much easier.
It was so much easier years ago. You go gay. But see now, straight men
is he wearing a white? Is he wearing a white tank top with bleached blonde hair?
Even straight gay. Men are like, "Oh, is that?" And then you're like, uh-huh. "I'm straight." It's like.
But straight men now are also a wee bit less, especially people your age, are a wee bit more inclined to like just to see what happens.
What age are you?
43.
Oh, 43?
I'm on
Jesus Christ, who's your doctor, sir?
Is that such
just you look about 15.
Mother Nature. My mom, I got good skin and low self-esteem. And from my daddy, I got my height and... abandonment issues.
abandonment issues.
My daddy went out for some beer and never came home.
He went out for cigarettes.
Remember. Uncle Hank.
I tell you what, know who my biggest crush is?
Who?
Oh my God. Aaron Butler, the comedian.
Is it?
Yes.
Sorry, Arne. Sorry, Arne, if you're listening to this and, you're underwhelmed by my response.
Oh, no, I tortured him for ages going, love me.
Love me.
No, not really. I was like, come on, be gay, be gay. Just you love
be
it.
Gay.
Just try it.
It gives a wee puffy kind of like thing. Although, the reason dancer. I know he's not gay is because he didn't know that Barbie was made by Mattel. He thought that Barbie was made by Hasbro. And so I had to, like, you know, the opposite of a gay bash. It was like where a gay person bashes a straight person. I had to beat him up and put him in a skip.
Beats with a limp wrist. How like dare you not know? Like, where did the fuck did that conversation come from?
It was some kind of bit that he had when he was talking about, you know, all people talking about, you know, like, you know, gender non-specific toys, and he goes, "Oh, none of these toys have gender." And Hasbro makes them, and as soon as I was on after him, and I was like, first of all, it's you fucking gay baiting motherfucker,
gay bait us, and then tell us break our hearts,
you faux homo, you fomosexual, you fucking.
Oh no, I love it. Very funny though, I must say. Give it up to Aaron Butler. I'd love to see his Butler.
Oh, gee.
Not as ours. I mean, the fellow that serves dinner at home.
He sounds quite middle. He's a wee bit middle classy, isn't he?
Lovely fellow, though, must say. Give it up for the butt. give it up for the butt.
For the butt.
Tell us, before we go, Mr. DDJ, we are going to play a little game, which I like to call the Accent Challenge.
Accent Challenge?
Yes, where we are both going to. We have a list of accents here in front, and we can just randomly choose. So I will give you one, and then you can give me a random one back, and we can see who has accents.
dis-moi l'accent que tu veux.
Disclaimer, this is not racist. This is just a little bit of a homage.
Accents.
What we can actually do with our voices. I could be a voiceover artist.
This is a small reel that we were putting this together for voiceover companies.
I'm putting this together for... Hold on. And also, before we do that, I'll just fill up this glass with the organic Prosecco. There was only one left. Is it organic?
Is it Prosecco or is it just your normal sparkly?
It's Prosecco. Sorry, none for you.
That's okay. I've been nursing that wee one. They're nursing,
He's not a nurse drinker, whereas I'm like, neck of the bastard. It says organic. I'm like, what's organic about Prosecco? Like,
what's not organic about Prosecco normally?
Like, they trail the grapes off their vine rather than like individually separating them. Like,
except they take them away from their mothers when they're young and
they take
turn
the
them
grapes
into Prosecco.
And shout out the scream at them. You better be good.
You better be wet.
You better be extra dry. You better be strong.
You better be fizzy. You better be Prosecco.
Alright, so
right.
DDJ. I'm stuck with that now.
Everybody's it is a thing.
I love it. DDJ. So my first accent for you is gonna be posh English.
Posh English. I find posh English people don't really raise the voices very much. It's very it's, you know, they don't like drawing attention to themselves. They do put an R in strange places where they pronounce the name Pamela Randerson and they put an R in the middle where there's no R, but they can't pronounce the word car. What a fucking... Pamela Anderson.
I can't even do Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
More posh English voice would be quite like this as well. No, actually, that's going more South London.
South London.
Hold on, no, I'll find a moment now.
Very Joanna Lumley.
Hello, darling, I'm Joanna Lumley.
Joanna Lumley.
I've
been helping Gurkhas up the mountains for the past 6 months.
Gurkha, I have to say, like a Gurkha. I went to Egypt to see the pyramids and I found Tutankhamun.
Gorgeous.
Tutankhamun.
I found the pyramid of his wife, Rubber Titty.
Rubber Titty.
Just like, I totally stole that from Carry On Screaming. I said Carry On Screaming.
I am sorry, we didn't even mention it. I'm like, I'm sorry. Nobody heard where that came from. And from now on, please welcome
Rubber Titty.
Rubber Titty and Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun.
They also called him Tutankhamun sometimes when he was in a horny mood.
Tutankhamun, what taxi's running.
My next accent for your challenge is Scottish.
Well, I lived in Stirling for about 5 years, and I worked in Glasgow in Gap. So the Scottish accent's no bad for me whenever I'm talking about it. I love the quick wit of a Glaswegian. I went into a chip shop once and the lights were very bright, and I said to the woman, "They're very bright," and she went, "Aye, son, I've got that sads. Now what the fuck do you want?" And she was just very quick. She had that like a seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, is this real to you?
This actually happened.
Their own fuck off.
Fuck off, what you wanting?
No, I love the Scottish accent. It's one of my absolute favourites. And I love to actually do it as an accent just to talk sometimes.
I love it.
Sometimes I go to Edinburgh, which is quite high up
up and through the nostrils Edinburgh because I've got money and I like to do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I find that Edinburgh is more like you're kind of...
sometimes high up or sometimes quite low, like yourself.
That sort of like kind of, what would you say... like east is more like that,
and east I find that east.
Whereas Glasgow in the east Glasgow is more like that, and you imagine you're whining a lot more.
I tell you fucking what, mate, I'll buck you with a beans. I'll buck you with beans.
What you wanting,
you dirty bastard?
What you wanting, you dirty fucking Jakey bastard?
My next one for you is French. Speaking a Frenchman speaking in English.
A Frenchman speaking in English. I find that sometimes it depends on have they learned their English maybe in America, or have they
You're giving me some other
Poland. I find Polish accent is more like more like this, like more like very. I am from Poland and I don't really care what's going on. I'm very chill.
The French accent is quite like this. I talked to you about ladies and gentlemen, very warm welcome to Paris, Charles de Gaulle.
I find it it's this and
Yesterday, on Tuesday,
I went today was Wednesday, and I went to the market and
Notre Dame.
I went to the Saint Georges market to buy myself some cupcake.
they don't put an air. It's cupcake. I buy myself lots of cupcake.
Or the make things plural that don't need to be plural. So look at I am very fat, very fat. I eat too much chocolates, the fucking chocolates that have made me sick. And
too
you're
much.
Like, I have to do to get into French accent. I have to do the face.
Okay. I just literally put myself on a Charles de Gaulle flight that I do quite often. So I'd be like, bonjour.
How do you say that? What's the whole spiel in the French?
I don't really know, but your brain picks up certain things, audio. But so we play the French demonstrations like. Bienvenue, je suis à bord, je veux les easy jet blue. Blanc sur le clétan, je veux les easy jet blue. Et les pussy remportent le téléphone. The Dutch is a great one because it's like, Dames en heren, welkom aan boord, dan moet easy jet blue. Plaats u in de klomp, gagen, altijd te tussen
jullie met de dingen.
Die vluchten aan de chine fanny vlogen, die de volk poep te rennen, die achter bleken gaan.
Dat is zo goed.
Dom de ukt, altijd vluchten de zin, in de kranen binnen, en de gach de gach.
En dat is dat. Dutch is all about the gach.
In the gach the meaning, in the oorstgebane meaning, and a
pfft. Because Vincent van Gogh is really Vincent van Gogh.
Vincent van Gogh. Anne Frank's really. Don't say a word.
Stop it, I can hear Nazis outside.
Be quiet.
Is she Anne Frank? No, they like the elders. They would have lived, they would have survived.
See, in that roof space, all the family would have been, see her over there, she's got cancer. But there's not long left, so don't tell her.
Don't tell her, because everybody got used to that place. They all got used to whispering and she could hear them as loud as day.
I was like, you're whispering so fucking loud. Like, seriously, I can hear every bastard word.
How do you know she's got cancer? We've been in this attic for a year and a half.
There hasn't even been a doctor or a mammogram. Why are you getting on?
Why are you getting on again?
Just because you wrote it in your fucking diary doesn't mean it's real.
Doesn't mean it's real. We've got to find out that it was all a lie. God forgive us.
I know this is terrible. God forgive. Anyway, moving on. Next accent challenge. Actually, one to the one. We will do.
Say German. Do German. Germans, I remember there was a guy that we used to share a flat with. University with. And
country, what area of Germany did you go to university?
I went to university in Stirling in Scotland.
Stirling?
In Shortland.
Shortland. I went in Frankfurt.
Did you? Frankfurt. And he would go, hey guys, stop eating my food from the fridge, please. And you'd be like, nobody's eating your stinky sauerkraut. Like, nobody wants that shit. You've come with your Trump. You're slobbering about your Trump. But I have to say, and I have had a... do people talk about Germans? Germans have always been lovely to me.
Oh, my God, they would always keep the first sunbed and all
don't
for
always
you.
Keep the first, always been, apart, he wasn't annoying because he was German. He was annoying because he was a prick.
It doesn't matter where you're from. Just if you're a prick, you're a prick.
A prick.
That's how it works. Mine. My last accent for... Actually, this one for me, whenever I try to do it, Welsh turns Indian very fast. I tried to sort of, I'm trying to think of like it, something that
I'd be like, I once, when I was about 14, I went down to do this drama thing with a school in Wales.
Wales. Cardiff. And they would, the one of my favourite places is Cardiff to visit.
It was in the Rhondda Valley. Actually in the Rhondda Valley. And
oh, you're very good at that.
And the guy, and he was like, one of the lines was, it was all about mythology and Welsh mythology and things like that. And he was like, it was a magical wonderland where people lived in glass castles and had dogs with red ears.
Oh.
And it was like really
so good. And it was mine like, goes, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm in Cardiff and I can't believe it, Sarah. I don't understand. You're calling today on behalf of Virgin Media to offer you a brand new package on your broadband.
Cariad, why do you speak in Indian?
I don't know.
I always find because you have to draw. I think that the Welsh accent is one that you draw. That everything takes very long.
Long and slow. And you have to talk about that.
Long and slow. I can't imagine someone in Welsh talking very fast.
Not at all. You know? But one of my favourites is I was doing a during our break and I had to put it in this.
This is
over
class.
To you to challenge me to right. This one.
So I challenge you. I'm going to look it up. I challenge you. This is no challenge because this is absolutely fucking class. But I challenge you to like a Filipino person speaking English.
I must say I love the Filipino accent. Anything Filipino. I love the food as well, but I'll tell you about this. It's just I just love listening to this. It's one of my absolute favourites. But I am calling today Mr. David the Docker DJ to talk to you today about your podcast. It is being reported for nudity. And we have to inform you that your penis has to be removed from the podcast for it to go online. If not, you will face problems from Meta and Facebook.
Meta and Facebook.
I love it.
That is spot on. That is such a good accent. Like anybody who, we were like, is this going to sound a wee bit thingy? And we were like, listen.
It's not a racist bone in my body.
No.
It's all homage.
It's homage. I love accents.
Sorry, I can, the funny thing with me is I would talk to somebody and then accidentally start.
But that is an ADHD thing that we were talking about
it
earlier.
It must be because I would chat away to something. They go, "Ah, well," and they go, "Well, I thought about these," and I was, well, "Of course, that's no problem at all.
No problems.
Fuck, did that appear?
Are you talking to cats? No problem. I do.
Of course.
I love the the Polish, like you know, the Polish nonchalance.
Mm.
We're like everything is okay.
It is fine.
It's fine.
Don't worry.
It will be. But your Filipino accent is spot on. That's so good. You could be like, do you like whenever you're watching like drag contestants and they're like giving like their whole thing and yes, they're like, I am from Manila.
Oh yes. My name is Sandra. I am from Manila and I am representing Miss Continental.
So good.
And I love that.
It's so good.
I fucking love it.
It's
amazing.
I love the Philippines.
I'll tell you listeners anymore. David, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Laundry Room podcast. It has been lovely to have you aboard. Je vous le rends tout possible qu'on peut avoir.
I am very, very, very happy to have been
de nada.
Here with you.
Muchas gracias, señor.
De nada. Estoy aquí super, super content. Like a Spanish thing. Super, super contento. But they'll say like super contentísimo.
Yeah, I'm great.
Estoy aquí super contentísimo estar contigo aquí con your listeners.
Sí, muy listeners en homosexuales.
Homosexuales.
Sí, faggots.
Do you want to say faggot in Spanish?
Is maricón.
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 Mariquita.
I just say frutas.
Frutas. Mariquita, which is a ladybird.
A ladybird. Look at that little man over there. He looks like ladybird.
Look at that little man over there.
What a faggot.
He's a dirty homosexual.
You can't say that now.
You can't say dirty homosexual now.
On this podcast, prison. When you are one,
you can't say that now. You can't.
When you're sucking off unwashed cock, you're a dirty homosexual.
Well, do you not take a wee wipe? Do you not take a wee hand wipe with you?
You wipe it down like a doorknob. Let me just do a wee.
Stop taking this personal, but I don't like dirty dunkers.
No, definitely not. I'm
lactose intolerant. Aren't I can't go near your
people. I was going to say, I'd be saying to people, the last fucking cunt came out of this house was a year and a half ago. I'd say, see now, make sure you come over here washed.
Oh, for God's sake.
Like a fucking new car. Get away to one of those car washes.
Who does not go to a hookup clean?
Some people that's don't.
Rude.
I know. That's and I'm like, rudeness. There's times you have to do the courtesy wipe with a baby wipe before you fucking have to.
No, nosh down on it.
Land down on where you need to be. But
no.
There, folks, we're leaving that note. Make sure your downstairs is washed, your titties are washed, and you're ready to get
always keep a clean penis.
Absolutely. You better wash that finny.
Wash your finny and your penis out of courtesy for others.
You dirty little bastards.
You dirty bastards.
David, thank you for joining me. You're thank a you, Roxy. Fucking star.
I loved that. Was hilarious.
It's been a gag. It has been lovely. If you've kept up this long and you've listened and you've enjoyed the tangent.
You have ADHD too.
You do indeed. And I tell you what, we'll have to. If you enjoyed it that much, let me know. We'll get some gigs together. Me and our DDJ will hit the stage love again. That. But in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Laundry Room Podcast. I will be back again with the next one very soon. They will not be weekly every Wednesday, but they will be out as quickly as I can produce them. It is summertime. I'm working quite hard on the airline and, of course, working very hard dressed up as a lady. So I can only do as what one man can do without literally losing the plot. So stick with me. I love yous all loads. Thanks for listening. I'll see yous all in the next one. Until then, good luck. God bless. Bye-bye. Be good. And if you can't be good, get fingered. Bye.